On the Road with Kids, written by John Ahern and read by Michael Veitch. Legoland costs 70 euros, I gasped, clicking off the phone. Mandy seemed unimpressed, so I clarified. That's each.
Each?
Callum's free because he's two, so 210 euros, which is $400. I had adopted a habit of converting everything to Australian dollars and adding a bit when it was convenient to my argument. I started whispering in hushed tones. We couldn't afford this amount, even if it was for something exciting for the kids. Our total daily budget for food, accommodation, fuel and fun was 65 euros. I'd insisted at the Tivoli there would be no more extravagance. A Legoland cash explosion was simply not possible.
But you've been waffling on about Lego for hours, Mandy nodded towards the kids.
As a result of my encouragement, the children had been chatting animatedly all morning as we drove over the Great Belt Bridge to the Jutland Peninsula. They'd been calling at intervals,
"How long till we get there?"
They hadn't been this excited since they'd discovered animal-shaped pasta. My commitment to exercising a newfound empathy towards the children was under its first major test, and I had suckered myself into the ultimate parent trap, the ill-thought-out promise. I turned to Mandy for guidance, but she just shrugged in exasperation.
What can you do?
I don't know. I looked back into the kids' eyes to see them shining with excitement. Denying the little tykes would be like drowning a puppy. I dropped my shoulders in defeat and breathed deeply, knowing there was only one thing I could do. Legoland is closed. The resultant howls accurately expressed the kids' opinion, but my counter-promise of double-scoop ice creams, any flavour they wanted, soon bought back their favour. Throughout this discourse, Mandy had stared straight ahead, wanting no part of my deception.
"How do you know there's an ice cream shop where we're going?" she whispered.
I looked across at her, making a mental note. No more ill-thought-out promises. The Rybe campsite fortunately had ice cream, and so armed, we visited the site of the 1641 burning of the witch Maren Spleed. She was apparently an independent and outspoken woman, unpopular traits in women at the time, who King Christian IV ordered burnt after her torture-induced confession. It wasn't all bad for her, though. In a humanitarian act, a bag of gunpowder was strapped to her so when she was tossed into the flames, she would blow up and her death would be quicker.